In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 36, October 2nd, 1938, on the second paragraph. So Jesus just told Louisa that this power of the divine will reduces to nothing our bitterness, where we enter this life of sweetness, of beauty, of majesty, to adore it, to thank it, to praise it, so that it never leave us alone, that it never abandon us. And this is why the little children of the Holy Divine Will are so happy, because this life is alive in us. Little by little, it's not the fullness yet. So Jesus says, then my sweet Jesus, repeating his little visit, told me, Louisa, my good daughter, courage. Courage is how we have to live. Be courageous. We have to have the faith of Joan of Arc to be able to fight to the death. And it's not a blood war. It's a war of love. To embrace this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, to bring, this is our job with Louisa, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, we have to be courageous. If you lose heart, you will lose the strength to live always, always in the divine will. So the strength to live in the divine will is to be courageous. Where we are at war. This is the final battle. We are that majestic army that Jesus has asked us to live. It was like Joan of Arc. She, a 16-year-old girl who put on armor and led an army into battle and won, conquered another army. The army that we're in is the army of God, the divine will army, Jesus says, where Satan is going to be annihilated. It's God that's going to do this. And all that God is asking is, are you willing to participate in this final battle? I look at my father during World War II. He was 17 years old when he entered. All his brothers that were 10 years older than him went to war, and seven brothers. And what happens? He volunteers to go to war. And at 17 years old, he flew basically near Corrado, the air base that was just north of Corrado. It was like a half hour drive to where the air base is. And he would fly basically over Corrado to land. I look at the heroism of a young man fighting. This is what God is calling us to do. I mean, it's not a war of blood. It's a war of love. We have to have the courage to fight. And 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, as a matter of fact, the pilot of the plane, they called him the old man. He was 22 years old. He was the old man. Do we have that courage that we see with our fathers, our grandfathers? Do we have that courage? That's why Jesus says, you must be courageous. You've been called to live at this time. And what is Joan of Arc saying? Joan of Arc saying, I was born for this time. He says, if you lose heart, you lose the strength to live always in the divine will. So don't worry about what anybody says or anybody does. Our victory, Jesus says, is the fact that they cannot prevent us, triune God, from doing what we, triune God, want to do, and that is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to live the universal life again. So he says, I, God, can talk to you, Louisa, about my divine will, and you, Louisa, can listen. It's the same thing with us. Jesus is speaking to us, and we are reading what Jesus is saying. He's speaking to us, and he's asking us to read, study, and put this into practice. He says, no power can obstruct this. No power can stop this. It doesn't matter what your family says, your neighbors say, your coworkers say. They don't want the divine will. They can't stop you from doing this. Jesus says, I am with you to help you embrace this gift, to love this gift, to live this gift. He says, I can talk to you and you can listen. No power can stop this. All that I tell you, Jesus says to Louisa and now to us, all that I tell you about my divine will is nothing other than the accomplishment of our divine decree. The first divine decree was creation. The second divine decree was sanctification. The third divine decree is sanctification. Creation, redemption, sanctification. Established since in eternity in the council of the Most Holy Trinity. God is going to accomplish the third decree, and that is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. On earth, this dust as it is in heaven. That's what's coming. Nobody can stop this. And Jesus says, I've predestined you to live at this time. Why? So that you can work with me for the greatest gift, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He says, there's nothing as great as this. He says, you're going to enter into this abundant life of peace, joy, and happiness. So he says, this has been established in eternity in the council of the Most Holy Trinity. Our divine will must have its kingdom on earth. Our divine will must have its kingdom on earth. And at consecration every day, I pray for all those souls who must, Jesus says, live in the divine will. That's us. Hopefully that's us. Our divine will must have its kingdom on earth. Our decrees are infallible. Nothing can prevent them from being fulfilled. It's going to happen. And he's asked us to live at this time. It's going to happen soon. That's why Jesus says, enter this abundant life. Begin to live this divine life. He says, and again, it's just beginning. No one has it fully yet because that time hasn't happened. It's going to happen soon. So he says, our divine decree is that the kingdom of divine will be on earth as it is in heaven. Just as creation, redemption were our divine decrees, now our divine decree, the third divine decree, is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, in order to fulfill this decree of sanctification, I, Jesus, have to manifest to you, Louisa, and to all the souls that are reading the divine will, the goods contained in the book of heaven. Its divine qualities, its divine beauties, its divine marvels. This is what the priest says every day of the Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. We have been chosen to live at this time. She is the chosen one, Jesus says, for the sanctification. That's why her name, when she was alive on earth, Louisa La Santa, Louisa, the saint of the divine will. Father Bucci says that the world and the church will recognize Louisa as the saint of the divine will. How do you do this? How do you live this life? Go to Louisa. That's what Padre Pio used to say to the people that used to come to visit him from Corrado. Go back to Italy. Go back to Corrado. Go back to Louisa. Go to Louisa. Don't come to me. At first, they thought they weren't liked. No, he was telling them, go to Louisa. I can lead you to sanctity of the saints, St. Padre Pio was inferring. But the sanctity of sanctities is found in Louisa. Go back to Louisa. Go back to Corrado. Listen to her. Don't come to me. So when people hear that, oh, he didn't like Louisa. No, he loved Louisa. Luisa and him, Father Bucci said that they would bilocate to each other. When this is known, it's going to shake the earth. When this is known, humanity is going to rejoice of what God is doing. So he says very, very clearly, I want to manifest the goods contained in the book of heaven to you, the divine qualities, the divine beauties, the divine marvels. That's why when you read the book of heaven, you're so happy. Why are you so happy? What's God doing? He's revealing to you the divine qualities of God. He says, I want to share. This is the image and likeness of God. Through the image of God, we receive through holy baptism, and it depends on how we want this or not. Have we become a divine mirror of Jesus? Have we learned from the saints how to reflect this sanctity of the saints? That's volume 1 through volume 10. Jesus says, if you haven't done this, I'm going to show you a shortcut of living this life, of becoming a saint. And then he says, now, once you become a divine mirror of Jesus, becoming a saint, he then says, now I want you to learn how, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can live in the divine will, which no saint ever knew. Jesus says, I haven't told anybody this until you, Luisa. And through you, Luisa, we can begin to live this life, this power of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. St. Honorable de Francia didn't even read that. He was in heaven by that time. He didn't read 20 through 36. He read 20 to 23 maybe. And then he went to heaven. And Jesus says, I wanted him to do some things on earth because he says, I didn't want him to do everything in heaven. So it's the same thing for us. God has given us the book of heaven so that we can learn about these divine qualities, learn about these divine beauties, learn about these divine marvels. And he says, here's the necessity that I had to talk to you, Luisa. Here is the necessity that you wrote everything down. Here is the necessity that we are reading the book of heaven. God has planned this, and he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. This is the necessity, Jesus said. I, God, had to talk to you, Luisa, so much to accomplish this third decree. The third decree is accomplished. Jesus says, everything is done. He says, now it needs to be known. So he's saying it to us. I want you to know this. I want you to live this. Why? That you could be the yeast in the midst of your family, in the midst of your nation, in the midst of your neighbors, midst of your parish. You can be that light. It's not saying anything. It's living in the divine will. So this is what God is asking us to do. If we're longing for it, he says, I will give it to you and I'll give it to the world and the church. Great things are in store. Great things are happening. And Jesus is saying, here is the necessity that I've given you the book of heaven so that you can learn that God has accomplished everything. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. Jesus has done this. And we're learning about these divine qualities, the divine beauties, the divine marvels found in the book of heaven. This is why we're so happy when we're reading. He's teaching us about this image and likeness of God that he's calling us to live again. In holy baptism, image. And now the likeness through the book of heaven. Great things are in store. Amazing things are in store. And God is asking us to get ready. Get ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Get ready to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. And we ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children become divinely healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.